Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another short episode of the Best Damn Podcast. We are recording today from Boulder City, Nevada, beautiful Boulder City, Nevada. Today and tomorrow, this weekend, is the launch of the event season here and is the 2024 Spring Jamboree. We have a beautiful day. There are vendors out here. There are food trucks. There's games for kids. There's a car show. A gem show, and we also have a whole host of volunteer organizations who have set up booths here at the Spring Jamboree. I have the pleasure right now of interviewing Roseanne Rabiola Mealy. Roseanne is a longtime resident of Boulder City. I know that she probably knows Jill Lagan, our CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, very well. And by the way, if I wasn't co-hosting this episode today, Jill would be behind the mic because she is the wonderful host of the Best Damn Podcast. But I have the pleasure of doing a couple interviews while Jill's out there doing some work. And again, I have Roseanne Rabiola Mealy. She is with Boulder City Climate Action. Roseanne, thank you for taking some time out of your day to chat with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so pleased to do this.
Excellent. Excellent. So how long have you been in Boulder City?
On June 1st of this year, it will be 29 years.
Wow. One thing I have learned, and I've only been in Nevada for 4 years, but once people come to Boulder cities, they come for a visit and they never want to leave.
Well, it was a little bit different with us. My father-in-law really did the job of selling us on Boulder City.
Okay.
And we came out here. And I recently, back in October of 2023, I went to live in Las Vegas for a short time.
Okay.
At a complex where I had been serving meals.
Okay.
To folks.
Okay.
For more than a year. It's one of the things I do, like go out and make lots of food and serve lots of people.
Yeah.
And so I thought, let me see what Las Vegas is like.
Okay.
So I was there for about 8 months.
Right.
And I just moved back.
If I could live in Boulder City, I would do that myself. So tell us a little bit about the Boulder City Climate Action. What you've got a booth out there. There's another gentleman there with you.
Professor George Ree. And I've known George, for just about 29 years.
Oh, wow.
Because we used to have a bakery and restaurant called Sweet Treats.
Okay.
And George used to come in all the time. And now he's a tenured professor at UNLV.
Oh, wow.
He teaches astronomy and physics. And probably over the last decade, he's gotten involved with the science of our climate and water and the environment. And a couple of years ago, we just kind of like, I don't know, there was an impetus for folks who wanted to be able to conserve water and conserve electricity and look at wise uses of our resources. We knew each other and we just happened to get together. So I think the group's been together at least more than 2 years.
Okay. What are you trying to achieve with the Boulder City Climate Action? What's the goal?
The purpose of Boulder City Climate Action Group is to foster discussion on climate issues, water issues, electricity issues, the things that how do we live without water and power?
Right.
How do we do that? So let's get together. Everybody's got their own ideas.
Right.
But having your own idea is fine, but let's look at the data. Mm-hmm. I'm really into looking at data.
Okay.
And George is wonderful because he has access to the data.
Right.
He knows the math. He knows. And so since I was public information officer for Boulder City back about 14 years ago, he talks data, and I can talk about how do people talk
about
that.
How to make it useful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we have meetings via Zoom.
Okay.
Once a month, the second Wednesday of each month at 6:30. And that's always subject to change if people have things that we want to move it around.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to hear what people have to say. We want to hear what people think about grass and trees and power, mm-hmm, and the water and Lake Mead and Hoover Dam,
sure,
and the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And let's base it on facts.
Gotcha. What has been the reception of individuals who have come across, like today at Spring Jamboree, you have a booth, people are coming by to learn about the organization. You've got a Facebook page, which we will share the backlink on the show notes. But what's been the reaction to the organization on the Zoom calls as well?
Last year and this year, I've actually found that folks, the tourists who come to Spring Jam, are maybe a little bit more interested. The folks in Henderson,
yeah,
the folks in Las Vegas, don't seem to have the kind of outlet that we have in Boulder City. And that's one of the first things I learned when I went to my first city council meeting, first planning meeting, was it was great for me because I came from Chicago, and who gets to talk at city council meetings? Nobody, right? Not here in Boulder City.
Right.
We do. It's changed a bit,
right,
over the years. But so the people in Henderson and Las Vegas seem eager to come to see the booth.
Mm-hmm.
People in Boulder City that we know that come by, they say, yes, we've heard of the group. Or we, this morning I looked at the numbers on the Facebook page. We have approximately 303 members.
It's a good number.
So I think that's decent. Would I like to see 3,003 members? Yes. Would I like to see 13,003 members? Yes, I would.
Well, we'll hopefully do our part through this short episode on the Best Damn Podcast.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Excellent. If listeners would like to learn more about the Boulder City Climate Action Organization, where's the best place for them to go?
Best place actually is Facebook.
Okay.
Simply type in Boulder City Climate Action, and we should pop right up.
Very good. Well, we're going to definitely make sure we have that link on our show notes, and we're going to encourage not only your members, but other listeners to want to visit your Facebook page and like it and hopefully share this episode. And well, the whole goal is you exponentially make people aware of your organization as well as the Best Damn Podcast. So it's a win-win.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Listen, we're going to do a very quick close. And so hang tight where you're at, and we'll talk a little bit more, okay? All right, folks, we have just been chatting with Roseanne Rabiola Mealy. I was so excited to hear she was from Chicago, and she gave a little bit of that Chicago accent, which I love. But really, I mean, her partner in crime out there, Professor George Rhee, I mean, they have a nice little booth out with a whole bunch of other associations that are here at the Spring Jamboree. And we are very grateful that she took some time away to chat about the Boulder City Climate Action and want to make sure that you go out to their Facebook page and like it, learn more about it, get involved. Perhaps you'll even be interested in joining them on one of their monthly calls, which is the second Wednesday of the month. And this episode is going to be up rather shortly. And again, you'll be able to listen to the episode. Also, you'll have the backlink to their Facebook page as well. So it's a win-win for everybody. As for this episode, you can find us on the podcast, the Outdoor Adventure Series, but you can find this episode on thebestdamnpodcast.net. That's our website. The episode's published up on our Facebook page and Instagram. And of course, you can find this episode wherever you get your podcast from and just type in The Best Damn Podcast. Again, I'm very grateful to Jill Lagan, the CEO of The Best Damn Podcast and the wonderful host for this episode, and the fact that we have guests who are coming on and chatting with us, doing really some important work here in the community. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day wherever you are, and we look forward to having you listening to us on a future episode of The Best Damn Podcast. Take care now.